During our recent visit to Kauai, had the opportunity to visit with Kirby Kester, applied genetics manager with the BASF folks that operate a farm on the west side of the island. We talked a little bit about the agriculture that's found on Kauai with Kirby, especially the commercial seed production business that basically utilizes the wonderful climate of Kauai to advance crop production practices that will be utilized on the U.S. mainland.
It seems like there's quite an intricate system, plantation system, that several agricultural companies have kind of stepped into after sugarcane.
Yeah, so on the west side here, it's mostly part of the old Kekaha plantation, sugar plantation, which operated for over 100 years and then closed down in 2001. But they had the whole infrastructure was there, the irrigation infrastructure, the road and property. So it was fortunate for the seed industry. The seed industry has been here for 40 years already anyway, but they were able to come in and kind of pick up the ball on the ditch system and keep that thing flowing and invest in the operational budgets for that every year to keep the water coming down so we can keep farming out on this plantation.
Lots of opportunity to grow a variety of products. In other words, you were indicating that you're actually involved in seed production in, what, four or five different crops?
Yeah, we're working on corn, rice, soy, canola, and some sunflower work over here.
When it comes to, I know the corn is the big crop, though, as far as seed production. It's an important part of Hawaiian agriculture, isn't it?
Yeah, well, the seed industry actually is the biggest ag commodity produced in Hawaii now. You know, it used to be, you think of Hawaii, you think of sugar cane or pineapples, but actually about 5-6 years ago, the seed industry surpassed those other crops. I don't suspect you'll start seeing corn plants on Aloha shirts anytime soon, but it is a significant ag industry over here.
I know you got a lot of folks that are residents here that are employed by the various companies.
Yeah, Kauai, there's about 600 people employed by the seed industry. We figure we inject about $80 million straight into the economy through workforce, you know, payroll, other contracts with local vendors, land and resources. We work with over 100 different local businesses, but it's different because we aren't selling anything over here either. We aren't taking anything back. That's all just, you know, research and development investment into these communities. So,
yeah, it's interesting. In other words, you said what, 40 years or so as far as the seed industry in Hawaii. Why does Hawaii make a lot of sense for companies? I mean, it's expensive to live here and to work here. Right. Why does it make sense for you to be here?
So Hawaii is really unique because of, you know, ever since the advent of hybrid corn in the 20s, they need somewhere to produce those parent lines. And somewhere in the winter would be great during the off season so that you don't lose any time during the growing season in the Corn Belt. So they started going down to, you know, Homestead, Florida, down on the tip of Florida. A lot of the companies were there for a long time, but they kept occasionally getting nailed by these late freezes, late winter storms that would damage that winter crop. So they started looking a little further south. The 22nd parallel seemed to work pretty good. So Hawaii was a logical choice. It's got the favorable environmental conditions for year-round cycling of corn. We can get three, sometimes even up to four corn crops a year. It is a U.S. state, so you have, you know, the regulatory system and shipping infrastructures and everything already in place for that. So it works out quite well. They also have some, the industry has operations in Puerto Vallarta, Mexico is right along that line, and Puerto Rico as well. So kind of to spread the risk.
Mm-hmm. And, you know, one of the keys is the fact that being a U.S. state, that does allow you to at least work under a common thread of you're working with EPA, FDA, USDA folks.
Yeah, that's one of the big benefits is we have those regulatory systems in place in the U.S. They're arguably the most robust in the world. So that is a benefit of being in Hawaii to have those agencies, regulating the crops that we work with and projects and things like that. So.
Now, we obviously are seeing some challenges right now in at least a couple of the islands here in Hawaii regarding GMOs, pesticide use, just modern production agriculture. What's really the genesis of this? I guess in case of Kauai, it's this 2491 proposal at the county level.
Right. So there's been a continued debate or concern, I guess, about modern farming practices on Kauai for quite a while. I think it's a lot of it's due to the fact that, only 2% of the nation's population produces all the food. That's in the mainland. In Hawaii, it's even much less. So there's just a very small portion of the population that has any grasp for what production agriculture is. And there's a lot of unknowns and really scientific things with genetic modification and just regular, even traditional plant breeding and modern farming practices or anything that involves crop protection products. So there's a lot of concern around that unknown, and that's kind of been building up over the last couple of years, 10 years, maybe more. And it just kind of hit its breaking point, I think, this year with Bill 2491. There's been, numerous labeling bills and things going through various state governments and other county governments, even the at the federal level. But our county kind of felt like they weren't getting the protection that they seek from the state or the federal government, so therefore thought time to bring it in on their own, and so they've introduced a bill to address a lot of those concerns.
You indicated that there are some folks that have come from the mainland talking about their concerns about GMO, and that's really been, I guess, causing a lot of extra stir among the population.
Yeah, worldwide, everybody knows there's a big concern and a lot of controversy over genetically modified organisms or GMOs. And there's been a real concerted effort worldwide, to stop this technology. And Hawaii has been a place that's received a lot of that effort as well, and we even think that the global stage for that has shifted to Kauai and this state right now. There's also bills over on another county on the Big Island of Hawaii as well, two anti-GMO bills in their county council. Groups like Earth Justice. We have Center for Food Safety and PANA, they're all contributing resources to the supporters of these bills. And, it's the stage is here and now. So it's a very, very, very serious, very serious issues going on.
When we think about, that corn farmer in the Oklahoma Panhandle or Kansas or Iowa, Illinois, a lot of miles between their fields and the fields that you're in charge of here for BASF on the west side of Kauai. But yet, if you were shut down for some reason because of a bill like 2491, that would have ramifications for our seed industry back in the states, right, in the mainland.
Oh, absolutely, because we're working on all those traits that the farmers of the Midwest are using. We figure that, between all the companies here in the seed industry, over 90% of those traits or those hybrids that are developed that they're buying are coming through Hawaii at one time or not in their life stage. Mm. It is very important to the seed industry as a product development location. So, yeah, I try not to even think about how that would, you know, exactly impact the farmers, but, you know, it's just frustrating because we are, you know, working really hard to create traits that will make it easier on the farmers, you know, drought resistant and higher yielding and insect resistance and herbicide resistance and really good tools for them. And just the fact is most of the common public don't understand it or don't care about, you know, the hardships of the normal farmer. And anything that you don't understand and fear, you want to stop. So that's where we're at here.
And, you know, you indicated that you've been obviously on the island for 20 years or thereabouts now. And obviously you've probably seen various waves of misunderstanding or concerns about some of the seed industry's activities. Is this as bad as it's been to this point?
Yeah, I would say it's been building for the last decade at least, specifically around GM technology, biotechnology. Yeah, it's definitely reached the peak. I don't know. Yeah. I hear of more legislation, anti-biotech type legislation coming down the chute too, so... it's something that, you know, I think social media has played an important role in, just with the mere speed of information. And I think that the people who are against the technology have probably done a better job of grasping that quicker than those of us trying to promote it. And I think it's just something that, and it's not just this technology, it seems to be any new technology that might be controversial is falling under.
I guess what 2491 actually got what involved with pesticides too.
Pesticides and genetic modification, they're all covered. So, it's us trying to find the way to really get the truth out there and inform better about our technology and our farming practices and try to put some of the public's concerns at ease.
Kirby Kester with BASF Hawaii. On the Oklahoma Farm Report, I'm Ron Hayes.